This is Bigger Pockets Daily, where I read evergreen articles on real estate investing so you can still learn while you're on the go. If you just found the show on this Wednesday, welcome. And please tap the subscribe button so you'll get these automatically delivered to you every day, including weekends. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. What appraisal gap coverage is and how it wins offers in red-hot markets, by Aaron Spradlin. In competitive housing markets, buyers need to have more than great finances. Even ideal clients who know what they want and are ready to act quickly should have a trick or two up their sleeves to secure their dream home. Oftentimes, this means making an offer that is higher than the property's purchase price. What is appraisal gap coverage? To get an offer accepted, buyers may have to go over the asking price. But when offering above the asking price on a property, there is a chance that it may be more than what the bank appraises the home for. Here is an example. Say a home is listed for $100,000 and goes under contract for a sale price of $110,000. However, the appraisal comes in at only $105,000. Your mortgage lender won't cover the gap for you. In this scenario, the buyer would have to either fork over an additional $5,000 cash to make the deal happen, or convince the seller to accept a new purchase price of $105,000, or walk away from the deal. Sellers are afraid of the latter option, so if the appraisal comes in short, they like to see a guarantee of an offer over the asking price. Sellers want to be sure that the buyer will come up with some money to cover the difference between the appraisal and the offer. This is called appraisal gap coverage. It's insurance for the seller that the buyer pays an additional amount over the home's appraised value if the appraisal comes in less than the agreed-upon purchase price. To modify the previous example, let's say the house is listed at $100,000, the buyer offers $110,000, with $1,000 in appraisal gap coverage, and the home appraises for $105,000. The appraisal gap coverage now kicks in, the buyer comes up with $1,000 cash, and the new purchase price is $106,000. The buyer has to pay the seller $1,000 in cash because the lender will not include the appraisal gap coverage in the home loan. If a seller is looking at two equal offers and one offer has appraisal gap coverage, but the other offer doesn't, they will go with the offer with the appraisal gap coverage. Plus, in this scenario, the buyer gets the house for less than they initially planned on purchasing it for. So, it's a win-win. The home appraisal process. A home appraisal is an unbiased professional opinion of a home's value based on recently sold properties nearby. It's conducted by an appraiser who is an independent third party contracted, often by a lender, to establish a value on a property. This provides another set of eyes on a property and opinion of condition. The appraisal can establish an as-is value and a subject-to value in the case of a rehab. What are the steps of going through the appraisal process? 1. Third-party appraisal service. As soon as a property is put under contract, the lender will immediately collect payment for the appraisal and order the appraisal through a third-party appraisal service. the lender doesn't get to decide who the appraiser will be. 2. Nearby comps. Once the appraisal is scheduled, the seller should be notified when the appraisal will happen to prepare and put their best foot forward to help achieve a high appraisal value. The appraiser should also be given a list of 3 to 5 as-is comps that sold in the area in the last 6 months. If it is a subject to appraisal, include the proposed construction budget and 3 to 5 subject to comps that have sold in the last months. The appraiser may or may not use the information. However, this could help if they are unfamiliar with the area or help them better understand the level of rehab the buyer is looking to do. 3. Contact the lender. Once the appraisal is complete, the buyer has to contact their lender to find out when the report will be back. If an appraisal objection deadline extension is needed, the buyer should ask their realtor to get a signed amend and extend agreement so the buyer can protect their earnest money. 4. Review with a realtor. Once the appraisal report comes back, the buyer needs to review it with their real estate agent. When is appraisal gap coverage necessary? In a competitive housing market, people can get really crazy with their offers. This is a problem for a seller because they might take the best offer only to have the property appraisal come back way under the sales price. If that happens, the buyer and the seller have to agree on what the home price will be and/or who will pay for the difference between the offer price and the appraisal. So, an appraisal gap guarantee clause in the contract helps the seller feel better about taking the highest offer even if they are worried the appraisal won't support it. How does gap coverage work with an offer? Appraisal gap coverage makes a buyer's offer stronger in any market. That said, it is almost always used in a high-demand market, where the buyer needs to incentivize the seller to take their offer. For example, let's say a couple is considering buying a 2-bedroom condo in downtown Denver, Colorado, listed for $385,000, with offers pouring in from all sides. They know they need to come in strong with a serious offer. They decide to put in an offer for $415,000 with appraisal gap coverage of $5,000. Hypothetically, let's say the place appraised for $400,000. An offer for $415,000 without appraisal gap coverage would mean that the lender would only secure the loan for $400,000. There is now a $15,000 difference between what the seller thought they could get and the loan. Now everyone is required to renegotiate. Will they split the $15,000? Will they lose the contract? No one wants this, because buying or selling a house requires paperwork, so sellers really do not want to be in this position. An offer for $415,000 on a house that appraises for $400,000 with $500,000 in appraisal gap coverage means that the buyer is securing appraisal plus $5,000. So in this case, if the buyer offered $415,000 and it came back at $400,000, they are guaranteeing they will pay at least $405,000. The offer is stronger because the seller knows they will get the appraisal plus $5,000 even if the market doesn't support this price. First, a bank loan will not support this, so the buyer needs to make sure they have the cash to cover it. If they offered a $5,000 appraisal gap coverage and the appraiser says the property is worth less, the buyer has to come to the closing table with the $5,000 in cash. This is a great tool to help an offer stand out in a competitive market, but it should not be confused with an appraisal contingency. Appraisal gap coverage versus appraisal contingency. A contingency clause in the contract defines a condition or action that must be met for the sales contract to become binding. Both parties, the buyer and the seller, must agree to the terms and sign the sales contract, contingencies included, to become binding. These added clauses enable the investor to acquire property on their terms and provide a way out of the contract if things go south. However, since a real estate contract is binding, buyers must understand how they are used and how to remain competitive when making offers. An appraisal contingency clause ensures that the purchase depends on the findings of an appraisal. Typically, the buyer is simply making sure the property is worth what the seller says it is, or, hopefully, worth more. The contingency basically says either the appraisal on the property is at least as high as the purchase price, otherwise the buyer can back out of the deal, or If the appraisal on the property is lower than the purchase price, the buyer can ask the seller to drop the price, and if the seller refuses, the buyer can back out of the deal. The appraisal contingency often goes hand in hand with the financing contingency, as the seller will not fund the loan above the appraised price. Appraisal gap coverage is a great way for buyers to stand out, and it doubles as a safeguard from potentially overpaying for a property. Either way, it will help increase the likelihood of an offer being accepted and should always be considered when making a real estate purchase. You made it through another episode of Bigger Pockets Daily. Did you learn something new? If you still have questions about this subject, jump onto the forums at biggerpockets.com/forum. It's like being at a 24/7 networking event without the business cards and awkward small talk. Otherwise, you know the drill. We'll have another episode waiting for you in the morning.